You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who comes in order to give us a hope that simplifies our lives. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, earlier today, we were talking about uniforms, and that's kind of where we're going to start off the sermon today. We're going to talk about that uniform that you were talking to other people about, and it's possible, but I don't think it's probable that you have gone through life never having worn a uniform. I think most of us can look back to a point in time where we had to wear a uniform, and maybe that was a uniform for work. Maybe that was a uniform that you wore because you were in the military. Maybe that was a uniform that you wore for school. Maybe that was a uniform that you wore for a sports team. And whatever it was, we all know that feeling of what it's like to put on a uniform, unless you're one of those rare people who has somehow been so antisocial that you have somehow skipped out on the whole uniform thing. And we know what it's like, both in its good moments and its bad moments, to have a uniform. We wear uniforms for all sorts of different reasons. So when I was a kid, one of the first uniforms I wore was a Little League uniform. And the whole idea behind the Little League uniform, I can still remember my first Little League uniform. It was red and white. It had these goofy stirrup things for my socks. And the whole idea behind that uniform was to say whose team you were on. So it was supposed to say, I'm a part of this community, but I'm kind of different from that other community. So I'm on this team, but I'm not on that team. And a lot of times that's the reason that we're wearing a uniform, because we're saying, okay, well, I'm with these folks, I'm not with these folks. And if you were in a military uniform at some point, that was probably a part of what that uniform meant. But there were some other things that uniform meant. That uniform also showed some other things about you. And sometimes that uniform then kind of shows, okay, this is what I'm here for. This is how I'm equipped. This is how I'm ready to handle any issues that might come up for me. And if you wear a uniform for work, if you wear a uniform for work, kind of like I'm doing today, I'm wearing the uniform of my people, the pastor people. Yeah, the whole idea behind what I'm wearing is supposed to be so that you can see and you can say, oh, okay, well, that is the person that I can go to for some assistance here. So if you go out to lunch after worship today and you see the person who is dressed in the uniform at the restaurant that you're at, well, then you know, okay, well, that person is here to help me. And so that's another reason that we wear a uniform, is that it shows we're ready to serve. It shows we're ready to do this. And finally, I also wore a uniform when I was a kid. It started off in kindergarten. All through my grade school years, pretty much, I wore a uniform. It was khaki shorts and a white button-up shirt with a little logo crest thing here. And that uniform was supposed to keep things simple. It was supposed to be so that when I got up in the morning, that was just one less thing that my parents had to worry about. One less thing that they had to worry about. Okay, what's Jay going to wear to school? The same thing he's worn for the past several years. And so sometimes a uniform simplifies our lives in that way. But in a lot of ways, all of those things that I just talked about, they help simplify our lives. They help people understand who we are, and they help us to understand who we ourselves are. And that sense of a uniform is kind of the understanding that we are getting as we look into these biblical texts today. In these biblical texts, where there are several different things that show us, okay, following God's word, following God's law most of the time in most of these readings, well, that's sort of like It's sort of like a uniform for us. That when Moses is talking to the people of Israel in Deuteronomy, so what he's doing right here is they're just about to go into the promised land. He's giving them the last sort of refresher on the law, and he's starting it off at this point, and he's saying, listen to this word. Listen to these laws and hand these things down, because these things are going to be the things that inform other people and inform yourself as to who you are. They're going to be your uniform. It's sort of a uniform of behavior where you go, okay, this is who I am, and I can display that out to other people. And that's how Moses is using this sort of sense of understanding of the law here. He's saying, go and put on this uniform. Go and start acting in these ways. Go and start behaving in these ways. And he says, and as a result of that, the people are going to know who you are. The people are going to see who you are and that I have given you this uniform, God says. And people are going to be astounded. They're going to say, oh, that is a great uniform. Because they're going to look at you and they're going to say, oh, what wonderful laws these people have. Now, for us, we maybe bristle at that a little bit. We go, oh, wonderful laws. Yeah, great. But there's a sense here of having some pride in putting on the uniform. In fact, that remains to be a part of the Israelite people all the way. We fast forward all the way to that Psalm 119, which is likely after the exile, so hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. They're still talking about how great the uniform is. They're still talking about how great God's word is, how great God's law is, how great his statutes are, because they give them a way in which they can behave and a way that they can identify themselves with this grouping of people that are God's people. And then we get into the New Testament. And in the New Testament, Paul is talking to the people of Ephesus, and he's saying, hey, I've got a uniform for you, which would have sounded very normal for the people of Ephesus. The people of Ephesus were in a Roman colony that was filled with a whole lot of military folks. They would have been seeing a military uniform all over the place. It would have been like growing up in a place where you had a big military base and you saw those soldiers all the time. You knew exactly what a soldier looked like. You knew exactly what they wore. And Paul is just going through and he's saying, look, these things about God's word, they're like a uniform that you put on. They're like this helmet of salvation and the readiness of the gospel on your feet. He's saying this is like a uniform that you're putting on. And so we get that sense of how God's word for us, a lot of times, is like a uniform. God's word for us does a lot of the same things that a uniform does. Because God's word allows us to say, okay, this is the team that I'm on. You know, I'm going to follow God's word because I'm on this team. And I'm not going to do those other things because I'm not on that team. And even in what Paul is saying, you know, you recognize which team you're on here by what you're following, because, and you have to know that because the other team is trying to kill you. The other team, the powers and principalities, not the flesh and the blood, but the spiritual forces that are at work against you. You're able to say, I'm putting on this uniform because I'm not that. And so you've got that sort of sense of, okay, this is who I am and this is who I'm not. But also as you're following God's word, there's sort of that sense of, well, you're putting on a uniform for work. You've got this sense of, okay, well, this is who I am, this is who I'm not, but this is also, I'm ready to serve. I'm going to put on the word of God, and as that, people are going to look at me and they're going to say, hey, that person could help me out. And if you're wearing the word of God, sure enough, eventually, after a while, people start going, hey, you know what? I think I trust you enough. I think I trust you enough that I can kind of look at you and say, well, you're somebody that I can trust to go to. And that's one of the functions of uniform. One of the other functions of uniform is just by keeping things simple. You know, that function of why I wore a uniform as a kid. And sometimes the uniform helps us out that way, too. Sometimes we are set with some very difficult problems to deal with if we don't have the Word of God. But if we have the Word of God, if we have this hope, sometimes those questions get a whole lot easier. Now, unfortunately, sometimes they get a little bit more difficult, but usually their difficulty is not because they're more complex. It's just because they are more simple and they're a little bit harder. And so we've got this sense of, okay, the Word of God is like a uniform. It's like something that I can put on, something that I can display who I am, I can display who I'm not, I can say, hey, I'm here to help, and I can also say, I can say, hey, this is something that I'm just doing in order to keep my life sort of a little bit more simple. But there's this interesting moment that happens in our country, usually around October 31, and that moment is a moment where we go out and we wear uniforms, but they're no longer uniforms. There's this moment where we go out there, and if you go out for Halloween, a lot of times you'll notice that many of the costumes, maybe not quite 50%, but many of the costumes are just, well, uniforms. They're uniforms that you've borrowed from somebody, or they're uniforms that you've sort of, you know, figured out your way of making that uniform. And there's all sorts of those moments where you go, hey, what are you? Oh, I'm a UPS driver. How do you know? Well, because you're wearing the uniform. But are you really a UPS driver? No, because I don't have the truck. And I'm not actually hired by the company. And so what you're doing there is you're not wearing a uniform as much as you're wearing a costume. And that's the problem that Jesus is pointing out to these Pharisees and scribes who have just gotten done asking him this question about why his disciples are not living up to the sort of the commands that they've come up with, the sort of religious rules that they've come up with. They've basically looked at his disciples and they've said, hey, your disciples are not wearing the uniform. Why are your disciples not wearing the uniform? And if you know from being in a position where you have had to wear a uniform, if that's one of those moments where you're supposed to be wearing a uniform and you're not, a lot of times that's not a good thing. And so they're calling out the disciples and they're saying, hey, you're not wearing the uniform. And Jesus brings out this sort of understanding of what's going on there. What's going on there is that there's a reality to the stuff that we wear. There's a reality to the stuff that we wear that is sometimes surprising for some folks. That the uniform doesn't actually make you the thing. So I can go around and I can have a perfectly simulated UPS outfit, and yet I'm not a UPS driver just because I put on the brown shorts and the brown socks and the brown shoes and the brown shirt. And if, you know, we went in the back over there and I gave you the stole and I gave you this thing and I gave you the black shirt with the weird collar and you came out, you still wouldn't be a pastor. Because it's not just about wearing the stuff. It's about having the affiliation with the thing that brings you to wearing the stuff. And we know that because we know that some of our uniforms are uniforms that we wear with pride. We know that because some of our uniforms are those hard-won sports uniforms where I worked really hard, I tried out for the team, and I got onto the team, and because of that, I get to wear the uniform. Or they're the hard-won military uniform where you go, I went through basic training, I went through all of this stuff, I got all of these stripes. Because of that, I'm wearing this uniform with pride. And the reason that you're wearing the uniform with pride is not because the uniform itself is so cool. Usually they look kind of goofy. If you look at them, you know, just sort of on their own, those uniforms a lot of times look kind of like, oh, I'm so happy you're proud of that. But the uniform itself is not the thing that's important. And so when Jesus is talking to these Pharisees, he's telling them that they're mixing up the sense of the uniform. He's telling them that, hey, listen, The thing that defiles you isn't on the outside. The thing on the outside is, you know, just the clothing. The thing on the outside isn't going to change you into something magically. Just like the thing on the outside isn't going to make you pure, it's also not going to defile you. The thing on the outside is simply a reflection for the thing that is really there and really a reality that brings you into a right and a reason to wear what's there. And that's the case for us with God's word as well. With God's word, when it tells us things to do, when it tells us things to hope in, when it tells us things that we can say, okay, this is God's word, and I'm going to step into this uniform. But I'm not going to step into this uniform because I think that this is going to turn me into something. Because when we step into a uniform because we think that it's going to turn us into something, that's a costume. That's a false impression of who we are. If we think all of a sudden, when I was a little kid, I had the greatest Superman outfit ever. My mom made me a cape. It was so cool. I remember she even did my hair in this little swooshy swoop thing. But just because I wore that great costume, it didn't mean I could fly. It didn't mean that I was actually Superman. Because it was a costume. And what we do with God's word is we don't put God's words on ourselves to become something else. God has told us that our lives are much simpler than that. God has told us that the thing that is going to change our lives is not following a bunch of different rules because they're there. But rather, God has said that much like probably most of the uniforms that you've worn in your life, you are just given this uniform because of the relationship that you have. You're given this uniform because you're on the team. You're given this uniform because you're in the school. You're given this uniform because you're on that squad. You're given this uniform because you've got this job to do. You're given this uniform simply as a result of the relationship that has already been created for you. And Jesus has said the relationship that has been created for you is that you are a part of his kingdom because he has died on a cross, forgiven you of all of your sins, and has risen again to new life so that he can hand you the uniform. And so that you can look at that uniform and that you can understand that these words of God are not there to change you. Because you've already been changed. Jesus has already changed you with his forgiveness. Jesus has already changed you with his grace. Jesus has already changed you with all of the good things that he has offered you. And he simply is handing you a uniform in his law. He's simply handing you something that you can be proud of. He's simply handing you something that you can say, hey, I think this is something that I want to wear. This is something where I want to say, I am on this team and I'm not on that team. Something where you can say, I'm going to simplify my life by living my life in a way that God has said, this is going to be a better way for you to live your life. I am going to wear this uniform because I know that it will protect me from the fiery darts of the evil one. I'm going to wear this uniform because it's good. And because it testifies to the reality of the relationship and the identity that I already have. Because Jesus Christ died on a cross for me. Rose again from a tomb to give me eternal life. And so may you go out into this week wearing that uniform with pride and not confusing it for a costume, but always recognizing that it is simply a picture and a reality of the fact that you have been included into God's kingdom by his death and resurrection. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through his church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.